Remarks of the President before the Boys Nation Group in the Rose Garden, 25 July, 1951.
I guess you better get down in front of this thing. Benefit of these.
New Boys State President, Mr. Cliff Thompson of Kansas, and the Vice President, Donald Johnson of Kansas, too.
Major platform stand up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, his platform stood up. To Boys Nation, it's a genuine pleasure to present the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. I was just looking you over to see if you looked any older than you did last year. I guess maybe it's a new bunch.
I think you look younger,
if anything. I understand that you've had a very satisfactory meeting here. The senator from Wyoming was telling me about the time you gave him with questions and one thing or another, your interest in government. And he also told me that you'd voted statehood for Alaska and Hawaii. Well, that pleased me immensely. I hope that you have had some educational interest, that you do have some educational interest in your government. I think you have, or you wouldn't be here. Because the time's going to come when the responsibility for the operation of your government, national, state, and local, will be in your hands. And it's to your interest to know something about the basis on which our system is founded. It's the greatest in the history of the world, I think, is the most satisfactory government in the history of the world. It's rather cumbersome and unwieldy, but on account of the fact that its functions are separate. We have an executive who carries out the and enforces the laws. We have a court that sits as an arbiter between litigants. Then you have a legislative branch of the government that is supposed to and does make the laws under which we live. And that's all founded, as you all know, on the Constitution of the United States, the greatest document of government, I think, that's ever been written in the history of the world. It gives me a lot of pleasure to receive you young men here this morning, and I hope you'll go home with a better idea of how your government functions and what it really means to you as an individual. You see, government is an intangible thing. Government is what you make it. Government is what the people themselves want under our system, because they have a right to elect the officials. The officials don't behave in a lot of communities. They have a right to recall them. Don't have any right to recall the president, but you do in some states have the right to recall your public officials. I appreciate your being here. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves, and I hope you'll go home and tell the rest of the young people in your community just what you've learned. Thank you very much.
I'd like to present you, on behalf of our Boys Nation, a book which each of us received and which is concerned with something I think you're interested in. The key to peace, sir. Thank you a lot again.
Thank you very much. That's what we're all working for. And if you've got the key to peace, why, that's exactly what I want.
Thank you, sir.
Give it to me.
Mr. President, give me a shot.